The Denver Broncos are set to report for training camp in just 2.5 weeks. There's various storylines accompanying every position and situation with the organization. Plus ESPN, they listed their top cornerbacks for 2021. One Bronco received an honorable mention vote. Did they miss out on the player, and did they leave off any Broncos players? We also hear from Broncos Country today as they send in their questions on Fan Friday regarding Broncos camp. We break it down. We discuss it all on today's brand new episode, Locked On Broncos.
You are Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome back, Broncos Country, to a brand new episode of the show. Locked On Broncos is your daily Denver Broncos podcast here on the Locked On NFL Network. Your team every day. Always great to talk Broncos football with all of you. I'm your host, as always, Cody Rourke, Director of Video Content at Pro Football Network and Broncos Analyst for the Locked On NFL Network. You can follow me on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL. Follow the podcast at Locked On Broncos. All social media handles, we have you covered daily regarding the team that you root for on Sundays. Not to mention, you can get this podcast in audio format on your favorite podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or the Odyssey app. But with that said, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into the action on today's episode of the show, Locked On Broncos. Starting things off with a little bit of a Fan Friday mix. Broncos fans sent in their questions to Cody at CodyRourkeNFL.com or also on Twitter at CodyRourkeNFL, and their questions that were related to the Broncos training camp, which starts in just 2.5 weeks. We will be there. We're very excited about being able to see these players, the 90-man roster on the field, competition at various positions. It's going to be a fun time. We're going to break down all the action here on Locked On Broncos, but starting things off here with Tori from Denver. Tori says, which position battle are you looking forward to watching the most? It would be cliche if I were to tell you that the quarterback competition between Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater was the one thing that I was really excited about or that I was going to be focusing on. Yes, it'll be the primary focus of training camp. It'll be the primary talking point amongst everybody, but there is competition at almost every single position. There's a couple here, Tori, and one of them that I'm going to highlight is the tight end position. Right now you have Eric Saubert, Austin Fort. You also have Sean Beyer. You also have Andrew Beck competing for that third and final tight end spot on the Broncos roster. That to me is going to be the most intriguing training camp position battle to watch because I think it is crucial. Noah Fant obviously entering year three of his career in the NFL. Albert Okwuegbunam coming off of ACL. He will be eased into practice when the team hits the field on July 27th at the UCL Training Center. And that third option will be very important because depth at that position alone is very valuable. We know what the Broncos offense with Pat Shurmur, they like tight ends that can block. They like tight ends that they can bring back underneath as extra protection against pass rushers. And they also like guys that can do a little bit of both. And I think that the Broncos have a couple of options here. So for me, it's the tight end competition. I'm also intrigued to inside linebacker right now. I'm really looking forward to seeing how Josie Jewell can starve off a guy like Justin Sternatt or Baron Browning. Now for Browning, I feel like there's going to be a little bit of a climb for him considering that he had a lower leg injury in rookie minicamp and didn't get a chance to get on the field for OTAs or mandatory minicamp. He's going to be behind the curve a little bit from the on-field physical stuff. But if he is good, if he's healthy, if he's ready to go at the start of camp, he can pick that up quickly. But Josie Jewell, in my opinion, I don't think that that position is solidified for the Broncos. Right now on paper, everybody's talking Josie Jewell, Alexander Johnson, rightfully so. That was a good duo last year. But I think that the Broncos under George Payton, they're going to look at every option to improve and be even better at that position. So if Josie Jewell wins the job, he absolutely deserves it. But I think that Justin Sternatt and Baron Browning, maybe even Josh Watson, these players might push a little bit against Alexander Johnson and Josie Jewell. Keep in mind, Alexander Johnson, he's only on a one-year deal right now. Josie Jewell entering a very critical time for him, a contract season for him to get an extension either with Denver or he may test the free agency market after 2021. Denver has to figure out their options here at inside linebacker, but that's going to be where my focus is at, Tori. That's a great question. Thank you so much. Our next one comes in from Kyle from Nebraska. He says, is there any surprise player that you see potentially being a candidate for release throughout the preseason? Now, anytime preseason cuts happen, I think that we're always perplexed as members of the media. I think Broncos fans are always perplexed at times at some of the surprising cuts that do happen. Some players that are projected to make the 53-man roster don't actually make it at times. And for me, looking at this defensive side of the ball, I appeared on Locked On NFL with your boy Q and Chris Carter. It's the Locked On NFL national show. Today I appeared on that. And that was a conversation that I had. Now, for me, looking at the Broncos defense, all the depth that they have, I don't know if there's a specific player that if they do cut them, obviously they'd be probably lower depth guys. But if they had to make a surprise release or cut, and this is really going off of that one of the competitions we just touched on with Tori's question at inside linebacker, if Justin Sternett or Baron Browning all of a sudden come out and they're super impressive, fast, they pick up the defense quick, and all of a sudden they are excelling and making more plays, I mean, could we potentially see Josie Jewell released by the Broncos? I don't know. I think anything at this point in time, any options on the table, anything is a possibility. But for me, if there was any surprise player that I could see potentially being released, it would be Josie Jewell. But I want to say that under the contingencies of this is only if, and this is a bold capitalized if, those two players that I mentioned, or a combination of Josh Watson, Sternett, and Baron Browning, if those players really rise up quickly and perform really well in training camp and in preseason, I think that there is a chance, a small chance, but that would be a surprise move that I think anybody would be kind of floored about, because Josie Jewell last year for the Broncos, one of the most improved players on the roster, surprised many people, surprised me, because we were all talking at this point last year, I think many of us felt like he would be a camp casualty. So we'll see if that's going to be the case this year in training camp, but obviously with his relative experience as a starter in Vic's defense, he's got the advantage over guys like Sternett, who missed his entire rookie season and will essentially be a rookie this year. Baron Browning is a rookie. Josh Watson, obviously entering a crucial point in his time as a young player and carved out a role for himself on special teams. And that's where the Broncos really need somebody to step up. So that would be my answer to you, Kyle. Thank you so much. Justin from Lakewood brings in our next question. He asks, how do you see the safety rotation playing out behind Justin Simmons and Kareem Jackson? This is going to be interesting because I think it's going to depend a lot on the Broncos scheme this year defensively, knowing Vic Fangio, a lot of nickel, a lot of dime. Some of those corners that are going to play on the inside, like Michael Ojemudia, he might be the hybrid safety corner option there. And so you will still see Kareem Jackson and Justin Simmons, but at some of those dime and nickel positions, you may see a safety-like player like Michael Ojemudia getting into the mix a little bit. And then you have to factor in the Broncos rookies and Caden Stearns and Jamar Johnson. I don't think that we're going to see too much of them necessarily right away on the defensive side of the ball. I think that one thing we've noticed with the Broncos over the last couple of years under Vic Fangio, these players that are drafted at, you know, at whether they're third round, fourth round, fifth round picks, they're going to start off on special teams. And if they excel there and there's an opportunity to maybe creep into the rotation defensively, Vic Fangio, Ed Donatell, those position coaches, they're going to reward those players. Now, what they do with those reps and those opportunities is completely up to them and their reaction time. We know that for Jamar Johnson, he is a ball hawk. Vic Fangio mentioned in mandatory minicamp, he's got to tackle better here at the NFL level in comparison to how he was at college. That is something that can be worked on. When you look at Caden Stearns, I feel like he is one of those hybrid packages there. But then you look at PJ Locke. I don't know if any of you follow him on social media, but he's been doing this offseason training program. And I tell you what, just watching his stance, his footwork, his ability to flip his hips quickly, he might be in for a very, very surprising season for the Broncos. I don't see PJ Locke not being on the Broncos roster in 2021. He's one player I've actually got my eye on to maybe creep into that defensive rotation inside the nickel and the dime. I like PJ Locke. He was a key special teams player for the Broncos last year. That is going to be critical, I think, if the Broncos are going to have success here in 2021. But Broncos country, we have some more questions from the avid listeners all across Broncos country related to Broncos training camp. We're going to get to those coming up here in just a moment. But before we do that, I have to tell you about the sponsor of today's episode of the show. That's our good friends over there, BetOnline.ag. And BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. You get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and UFC and MMA action, which Conor McGregor, Dustin Poirier, they're going to be fighting. Sean O'Malley's going to open up the show. BetOnline has you covered. So before they touch gloves, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. You don't have to sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. And obviously, as the NBA Finals are ongoing, you can head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Continuing here with our Fan Friday questions regarding Broncos camp from the avid listeners all across Broncos country. Just a reminder, you get this podcast every single day on your favorite audio podcasting platforms. Also here on YouTube, make sure you hit that subscribe button, turn on notifications, and click that thumbs up if you're liking the Broncos analysis that I provide you every single day. Let's continue our conversation, getting back to Broncos fans questions here on Fan Friday. Marcus Boggs at Mr. _Boggins on Twitter says, where do you see Michael Ojemudia being utilized the most during the season? This is a great question, Marcus. And I had a chance to talk with Broncos defensive coordinator Ed Donatell to really just ask about Michael Ojemudia. Where's his mindset at, considering the Broncos made all of these offseason moves at cornerback? You can check out that latest article over there, 9news.com for Denver. I wrote about the Broncos' good problem that they have right now with the depth at corner specifically. But for Michael Ojemudia, look, he's still learning the outside position for corner. He's learning all that. He understands that a lot more than he did last year. But he's also started to learn a little bit inside the nickel and the dime. When you factor in that Duke Dawson's probably not going to be ready just yet to start the season, he could be on the physically unable to perform list, which keeps his roster spot safe coming into the 2021 NFL season. I do believe that Michael Ojemudia, despite the fact that the Broncos added Kyle Fuller, Ronald Darby, Patrick Surtain, and they have Bryce Callahan, Ojemudia is still going to play a very prominent role for the Broncos defense this upcoming season. Ed Donatell said that he's been competing. He's loved what he's seen from him. But for him, I do think that we're going to see him in some nickel and dime packages, playing on the inside, playing that hybrid safety corner role for the Broncos, specifically on the crossing patterns on that hook to curl or that middle hook area. Also inside the slot, the curl to the flat. He's going to play the curl to seam as well. So he's going to be involved in a lot of those decisions. And being able to play that position right there, Michael Ojemudia has a really good opportunity to be used on blitz packages. Last year, he had 4 forced fumbles. He was the first rookie cornerback in NFL history to force 4 fumbles or multiple fumbles in multiple games last season. He's the 3rd rookie cornerback in NFL history to have 4 or more forced fumbles in a season. So he's a guy that understands how to knock the football away. Very smart leveraging. I'd like to go back to the New England Patriots game in week 5 where he made a play. He knocked the ball out of the tight end's hand, and the tight end went to go get it. He just grabbed him. He sat down. He grabbed him, held him. Justin Simmons comes up, picks up the ball. Broncos take it away. So those are the things I like about Ojemudia. He's a very cerebral player. We talked with him here on Lockdown Broncos. I do see that he's going to play a little bit of a role on the inside and the outside. A lot of it depends on packaging. I mean, the Broncos at this point, they could get very creative if they want to with how they decide to put different corners in different positions. You could see Patrick Surtain on the outside. You could see Bryce Callahan on the inside, Kyle Fuller outside or on the inside. Same thing with Ronald Darby. Each of these corners that the Broncos has right now, when we talk about the 5 deep, Surtain, Fuller, Callahan, Ojemudia, and even Darby at this point, all of those players can play both inside and outside. And I think that gives the Broncos and Vic Fangio a little bit more flexibility to do what they want, to match up maybe with different personnel packages that some of the tougher offenses will present here in 2021. So thank you for your question, Marcus. I think that's where Michael Ojemudia is going to stand this upcoming season. Our next one comes in from Mike Pisano, 080. He says the offense is loaded with receiving targets, yet the offensive line, according to former Bronco Orlando Franklin, is geared toward a heavy running game, and the Broncos are clearly high on Javonte Williams while paying Melvin Gordon big money. Which player gets left out? Mike, I don't necessarily think any one player is going to get left out. I think that there's been a lot of discussion. You have these other various outlets, NBC Sports, saying that Javonte Williams is going to be the primary guy. I do think that Melvin Gordon will start the 2021 season for the Broncos, getting the first rep, being on the field first. But I do think that at some point, Javonte Williams will probably see more of the workload and more of the carry shares in this offense. Now, that does not mean that both players can't coexist together. I think that that's a narrative that people are throwing out there, is that it has to either be one guy or the other. With a by-committee approach, Melvin Gordon, Javonte Williams, could be Royce Freeman, could be Levante Bellamy, Mike Boone, these players can all coexist and contribute in their own way. I do believe that the Broncos offense is more better suited right now to be an offensive identity of running the football, power running, being able to have that agility burst as well from guys like Williams or even Mike Boone, Melvin Gordon being used as a receiver out of the backfield. Same thing with Williams. Boone, I don't know too much about him being used as a receiver out of the backfield. We have to see a little bit more to be able to determine that. But in my belief is that that's going to be the nature of the Broncos offense this year. If the Broncos can come out, and I've said it here on the show before, if they can come out and they can run the ball effectively and they can convert on first down, if they can go forward, if you can average maybe 3 or 4 yards per carry on first down when you try to run the ball, that's better, because the Broncos, they were averaging -2 yards on first down last season, going backwards most of the time. They have to be able to run the ball in short yardage situations. I mean, there were times last year they couldn't even pick up a 2nd-and-1 or a 3rd-and-1. That right there, I think, signified an issue that the Broncos needed to do a little bit more. They need to build their offensive identity around a more solidified offensive line, which right now they do have, minus the right tackle position, a big question mark. But outside of that, they have the running backs, I think, that can do it this year. I think that Melvin Gordon presents a dynamic that you can find useful on the offensive side of the ball. Javonte Williams provides the same dynamic in terms of a guy that can, on short yardage situation, burst through, run through contact, and also he can make guys miss. He's elusive in that nature as well. So the Broncos, I think their identity should be better suited on running the football, allowing the pass to be set up. The Broncos have a quarterback. If Drew Lock's the guy, he can air it downfield. He can run play action. Teddy Bridgewater can throw the short stuff and can take an occasional shot downfield. But I think the Broncos have to get teams to really kind of try to stop the run and then allow the quarterback to beat you with his arm. I think that the Broncos wide receiving talent makes that a little bit more realistic for them at this point. So thank you for your question, Mike. At NFL Junkie 1013, John says, who are some of the under the radar players expected to take a leap in training camp, not including Draymond Jones? Well, Draymond's obviously one of those key shoe-in additions, but keep an eye on Shamar Stephen, the Broncos offseason acquisition from the Minnesota Vikings coming over. I think he's going to be that one guy that rotates behind Mike Purcell that's going to have an impact on the defensive side of the ball from a zero tech, a one tech, and even a three tech standpoint. He's going to command a double team, which is going to allow for the Broncos decide to blitz inside backers, whoever it may be, and also the outside backers will see some more one-on-one action. If a guy can take the command of being able to hold two guys, whether it be the guard center or the guard tackle, I think Shamar Stephen will be one of those players that is expected to take a leap here in training camp. He's a little bit of a veteran addition, but I think he's going to be one of those players to keep an eye on. We talk about inside linebacker. I think that Justin Sternett is going to be that player I'm keeping my eye on to take a leap for the Broncos here this upcoming season. In the back end of that secondary, P.J. Locke. I'm very high on P.J. Locke. I'm very excited about what he can bring to the table in terms of his speed, his athleticism, his ability to break on the ball, and also be a guy that could come up and tackle. He is a jack of all trades, in my opinion, and is in a good position to maybe see some time behind Kareem Jackson this upcoming season. So those are my players there. Our final one comes in from Rob Tanimo Bay. He says, how long do you think Gordon holds off Williams in the running back one battle? Well, I think right now, the conversation based on people that I've spoken to, Melvin Gordon is penciled in as kind of that running back one as it stands here today. However, training camp is going to come in and you're going to see guys get different opportunities. You're going to see Javonte Williams getting some run with the first team offense against the first team defense. You're going to see Mike Boone getting some reps with the first team O against the first team D at times. And obviously Melvin Gordon as well. There's going to be a rotation of different guys there. Curtis Motkins is keeping an eye on that. But with a bye committee approach that I really do believe the Broncos will embrace this season, I think that both of those players will see an equal share of opportunity. But I do think that Javonte Williams will probably get a greater share of the on-field reps in 2021 if he can be as productive as I think he can, which we're going to have to wait and see, obviously, through the NFL preseason. But Broncos country, coming up here in just a moment, we're going to get into our conversation about ESPN's top cornerbacks heading into the 2021 NFL season. One Bronco made the list as an honorable mention, but is it worth noting that there is a player that maybe you can make a stronger argument for? We're going to break it down coming up here in just a moment. But before we do that, I have to tell you about the two other sponsors of today's episode of the show. It's good friends over there, rockauto.com and Built Bar. Now, with rockauto.com, ladies and gentlemen, if you have anything that ever goes wrong with your vehicle, or if you're looking to renovate or build something in your garage, rockauto.com is your go-to. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts that you need. So why should you have to endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brands their warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. rockauto.com is reliable for me. I needed a brand new steering wheel cover last summer. I went to rockauto.com. I got it shipped directly to my doorstep. I brought brand new floor mats for my vehicle. rockauto.com delivered it directly to my doorstep. It was easy and convenient for me. The prices are always reliably low, and they're the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. One reason I love rockauto.com is they're a family-owned business that's been serving auto parts customers online for over 20 years, and I want you to check it out today if you have anything that you need for your vehicle. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On Broncos in there. How did you hear about his box? So that they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts that your car will ever need. rockauto.com. And our good friends over there at Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar that is out there on the market today. Ladies and gentlemen, they have limited time flavors alongside their delicious flavors that they already have preset, and especially seasonal flavors. But right now, the limited time flavor is Grasshopper Cookie, and it's available only this week, July 6th through July 9th. And it is a combination of classic thin mint with fudge and cookie combined. All the flavor without all the sugar. It's only 150 calories, 17 grams of protein, and only 5 grams of sugar. I love Built Bar. My favorite was peanut butter brownie. That is no longer an option there. So they have double chocolate, salted caramel, which are my next options. Cookies and cream is very delicious. They also just added German chocolate for only just a limited time. Not only are Built Bars the best tasting, but they are also healthy for you. They contain 17 grams of protein, only 130 calories, and only 4 grams of sugar. That is the bang for your buck here, Built Bar. And you can get your hands on a box of Built Bar today by going to built.com using promo code LOCKED15. That's going to get you 15% off your next order. Once again, built.com, use promo code LOCKED15. That's going to get you 15% off your next order today. Get your hands on a box of Built Bar. All right, Broncos country, jumping into the fourth quarter action of today's episode of the show. Just a reminder, if you love the show, make sure you hit that subscribe or that follow button to get daily exclusive Denver Broncos news, content, and coverage all year long here on the Locked On Broncos podcast, brought to you by yours truly. We're going to have player interviews, reactions on game day, live interaction with the fans, the listeners of Broncos country. As a member of the media, I find it valuable to include Broncos fans in what I do. Thank you so much for engaging in the conversation every single day. But let's continue on with today's episode of the show. ESPN, they listed their top cornerbacks for the 2021 NFL season. Their top 10 range from guys like Jalen Ramsey, going all the way to Xavier Howard and Marlon Humphrey of the Baltimore Ravens. One Bronco made the list as an honorable mention. No Bronco listed in the top 10 here, but Kyle Fuller was listed as the honorable mention here to represent for the Denver Broncos for 2021, which, in my opinion, is a little interesting considering that, yes, he was an offseason acquisition for the Broncos here in free agency. They still have Bryce Callahan. They drafted Patrick Surtain, which, like, right now, I understand you can't even put him in a conversation about top 10 because he hasn't played a single down in the National Football League. Maybe next year he can be on this list. But Bryce Callahan's season last year for the Broncos, in my opinion, was extremely valuable to warrant strong consideration to becoming one of the top cornerbacks on this list by ESPN. Now, here's the thing. I look at this list, and there's not a lot of slot cornerbacks. A lot of them are the outside cornerbacks, so maybe that's why Bryce Callahan wasn't listed here. I do think that Kyle Fuller, though, he wasn't coming off the best season in Chicago last year under Chuck Pagano's defensive scheme. However, reuniting Vic Fangio's defense, where he had 21 passes defense, he had 7 interceptions back in 2018 and a 68.7 passer rating when targeted, I think that maybe Kyle Fuller will have a chance to kind of bump things up once again. He had his best year as a pro in Vic's defense, but I don't think that right now, based on how we stand here in the offseason, I don't think that Kyle Fuller should be on that list, probably more so in comparison than Bryce Callahan. Not even mentioning Ronald Darby, in my opinion, had one of the best years in the NFL of his career, but not to mention he was one of the top cornerbacks in the league last year all across the NFL. So maybe there's some consideration there. I think that they left off Bryce Callahan, Ronald Darby, players who did deserve to be on that list. I was really surprised to see some players not even on the list, but you want to check that out. You can go to ESPN.com as they go through their positional rankings. And these are surveys that are taken by over 50 plus players, executives, coaches, and general managers around the National Football League, and scouts have been added to that mix as well. So a lot of it could be subjective in nature anytime you try to vote on these lists, but there's a lot of good players in the NFL, a lot of good players at these positions. Obviously, some players will be overlooked. We obviously talked about that with the Pro Football Network top 100 players. Well, the Broncos had 3 representatives. You want to check out that episode. That was yesterday's episode, Lockdown Broncos. It's available on YouTube and also on your favorite audio podcasting platform. But let's kind of flash forward a little bit. Which Broncos players could end up on this list next season? Now, in my opinion, looking at it, I think that if Patrick Surtain as a rookie can come in and play at the level he was playing at Alabama, not miss a beat, not really experience the NFL rookie learning curve that a lot of players often do, maybe he can get on this list, but that's a big time stretch. Now, for me, I'm going to focus on players like Bryce Callahan. Last year, one of the best cornerbacks in the National Football League who played both on the outside and on the inside for the Broncos. There is value to him on this team. When he is healthy and he is on the field, the Broncos defense, they are much better. In my opinion, Bryce Callahan, entering the final year of his deal with the Denver Broncos, has an opportunity to put himself on this list next year. And if he plays really well, I wouldn't be shocked if the Broncos reward him with a 2 to 3 year extension. He's still young enough. He can contribute at a high level. Last year was no different. He matched up against Henry Ruggs. He matched up against Tyreek Hill. He matched up against Darren Waller and also Nelson Aguilar last year. he can cover the opposing team's number one wide receiver. He may not have to be forced to do that this year because the Broncos have so much versatility on the back end of that secondary. It creates more opportunities for him to be able to play free, play loose, and also play in a position where he's really, really good, and that's on the inside in the slot and the nickel. But Broncos country, thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of Lockdown Broncos. Your interaction means the world to me. If you guys could like this video here on YouTube, hit that subscribe button, and also comment. I'll be happy to interact with you in the comment section down below. Next week here on Lockdown Broncos, beginning on Monday, we will be beginning our position review series, taking a look at the defensive side of the ball for the Broncos. We're going to take a look at the players, the key additions, the key losses, and also the storylines for those positions specifically as we approach NFL training camp in just 2.5 weeks. We're going to have you covered here, Lockdown Broncos. I'm Cody Warwick, host of the show. Looking forward to talking Broncos football with all of you on Monday.